The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawnkay de Morella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet? These
are
do float.
Oh, look at that!
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. Total Divas Season 4, Episode 7, where there's plenty of drama for everybody, including Bella's, little bit of Uso, little bit of Eva Marie, and we're going to tell you all about it right after the break. Right, Rock?
Yes, yes, we will. Make sure you bring your corkscrew.
Yes. Don't use a beater. Won't work out well, especially in a $200 bottle of wine. God, that's tough. So that's right, remember to bring your corkscrew, and we'll tell you why. Till then, you're listening to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here.
Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
And welcome back to The Rack Extra, Total Divas Season 4, Episode 7. We find Jonathan, Eva Marie, and the Brian Kendrick plotting.
Talking about the Kendrick.
Slice bread number two.
Yes.
And basically he's going to teach Eva how to do the slice bread number two.
Oh, this could be dangerous.
This could be dangerous, or this could be awesome. Pretty sweet that he's willing to give her his move, though.
It is.
Now we're in Phoenix with the Bellisons.
Or just the Bellas.
Just the Bellas. The Bella family. Mama Bella, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Brother Bella.
And them in a magazine.
And they're on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. They're autographing it for people.
They are growing their empire in the fitness world. They want to open up a wellness center. Build your body, save the world. They want to give a percentage of their profits to the fire department. You can't mock them for that one.
No, you can't. That's pretty noble, but they seemed a little...
When the Bella's on the road, they want Mama Bella to take care of it.
Or Brother Bella, and it's like, no. Basically, they're asking them to invest. They want money.
Bree's like, you just turned this into a family business.
Bree's pissed. It's a family business anyway. It's you two running it.
Right. They don't need any more investors.
What does their mom do?
I don't know.
Apparently the brother's a big part of it. And it's successful, so yay.
Yay for that, but no idea what they do.
Yeah, no idea what the mama does. Bree needs a Nikki-cation. And now we are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with Paige and Rosa and Alicia.
For a second, I thought you were going to say with Mr. Kennedy.
No, he lives in New York now.
If you swear today, you're going to get a bar of soap in your mouth.
F that.
And Paige just cursed. She set the stipulation, and now she's got to, you know... Now she's up to three because she said damn it.
Damn it's not a swear word.
That's what I always say. To some people, apparently it is.
Oh, get over it. Damn it is not a swear word.
That's what I say.
If it can be dropped in public television, it's not a swear word. We see Natty waving to fans. She's arriving at the show. There's a photo shoot. Ariane and Summer are getting their pictures taken.
Apparently Natty called Summer for help because she was almost out of gas last night.
Apparently Charlotte dropped coffee on Natty's head. Meanwhile, the photographers are like, can we just, like, take the pictures?
Right. Road travels with the divas. That's basically the way to sum that up.
Why did nobody get pictures of this?
Right. We have the Bellas and Naomi and Alicia going through the magazine.
Looking at the article.
So Naomi's going to be watching the kids.
Oh, that's sweet. They're going to have the kids every week now.
So Trinity actually gets to be a mom for once.
So they moved up to Pensacola to be closer to the kids, which is awesome. So they're not in Tampa anymore. That explains the house. That explains everything.
It does. As Naomi is heading to the ring with her light-up glasses and shoes.
We see Brie and Nikki. I think I remember this match.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's an Emma and a Cameron. I like how...
Why do I have a feeling Emma's going to be on the show next season?
Because did you notice how they didn't put Cameron's name up on there?
Yeah. Is that Cody in the background? Is that a Cody?
Maybe. So Eva's been posting some training videos with the Brian Kendrick. Oh no. She's talking about how the differences between men and women wrestling.
It's wrestling.
There's Ziggler's back. Alicia's getting mad again. And even though she's about to say she's not mad, she is mad.
Really? We're going back to this again? Really?
Yes.
Really?
We're at this point.
Oh. So happy that they dropped this.
So now we have Rosa talking about training technique.
Get past it. You couldn't do it last week. You gotta get past it this week.
Rosa is...
You know, here's the thing. We've said this before.
No.
I will continue to say this again.
Rosa. No, just Rosa.
Just Rosa. And we're in Pensacola.
Honey.
With the tattoos.
Honey, she's home.
They're getting groceries.
Trinity rented a minivan and the Uso has no idea what to do with it.
Oh my god, they're going to buy a minivan. I can already feel it. They're going minivan shopping. Has an in-car entertainment system. Oh god, don't get one of those. I end up watching them.
He's happy that she's doing all this, but she's doing it big.
She's trying to do it upright for the kids, which is absolutely awesome.
Right?
She got a bounce house. Holy crap, dude. She's like, can Naomi adopt me?
Right? I want to go in a bouncy house.
Right?
Bouncy house has arrived.
They're still moving in. Ooh, nice backyard. Gotta suck with mosquitoes, though.
Oh, God. He's like, is this for a birthday party? No, this is my wife rented a bouncy house. She doesn't tell me. He's the last to know.
He doesn't even know what to do with this right now.
And now he's getting inside.
And now he's going in it like any proper adult should.
You're not supposed to wear shoes, John.
Take your shoes off, dude.
Then you'll be owning the bouncy house.
Then you'll be owning the bouncy house. And they even call her Mama Bella on the show. I love it.
So JJ bought lunch and now he's taking them on a ride to look at commercial bar studios.
Bree is so not happy about going location scouting.
No, she's not.
Because she feels like the brother is taking over. Now we're in LA with Eva and Jonathan. Is she eating peanut butter or baby food?
Peanut butter.
She's watching the network. Hey, look, a WWE superstar actually watching the network. It's a Brian. Was that standout?
I don't know. Ooh.
Oh.
They didn't warn us on that one. Oh, they did not warn us about that.
Oh, it's the Sid clip! It's the Sid clip!
Oh my god, they showed the Sid clip.
I can't unsee that.
I've seen it before and I still haven't. Oh my god.
Basically, Jonathan has...
Doubts.
Doubts, concerns, worries. And so, hey, it's Becky! We get a Becky!
Hey!
Alright, as we go to break, where do we, start.
Can we not talk about Rosa?
Okay, I'm just gonna say this for right now, and then I'm done. Yeah, she didn't care the first 2 years. Alright, let it go. She's getting trained now. She's getting serious now. She's pursuing it now. Deal with it.
Right?
Like, that's my whole thing. Like, if you're gonna, it's one thing to get pissed at her if she's half-assing her training. The thing is, she's not doing that. She's putting everything she has into it. Let it go. And the whole, oh, well, she's a girl, or we're girls and he's a guy. No, that doesn't fly. There are plenty of mixed gender training that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It happens down at NXT.
Daily.
Every week.
Daily.
Daily. That excuse does not fly. And him putting her into place, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put each other into place. You're supposed to work with each other and help each other and make sure you can hit the spots properly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all I'm going to say on that. Done on that. Trinity rented a damn bouncy house.
She's trying to be mother of the year, or stepmother of the year.
You know, honestly, the fact that she cares that much is really, really super sweet. It's like she rented a minivan to make sure the kids were going to be comfortable. She rented a bouncy house to make sure that the kids could, you know, have something to do and have fun, and they could spend time together and have a good day together. You know, it's really thoughtful, and it's really sweet. The fact that she cares that much about his kids, that she wants them to have a good time. She wants them to have fun. You know, obviously they have relocated up to Pensacola so he can be near them and they get to see them more. You know, that's really awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It really is. She's doing everything right.
She really is. You know, obviously it shows it matters to her. It's important. His children are important to her.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I just more love she rented a bouncy house. And he's looking at the bouncy house like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this now? Well, I guess I can only do one thing. Climbs in it. You know, like any reasonable adult would do.
Right.
Gotta test it and make sure it works, you know?
Oh yeah. He did. He really, really did.
Which is, you know, awesome.
Yeah. And then there's everything with the bells, which we'll get into at some point.
Well, there's everything with the Bellas that we'll get into at some point because that's still continuing, but basically Nikki opened her mouth, inserted her foot, and well, we're gonna have to see if she can pry it out before the end of the episode. Also, damn it is not a swear word. Damn it.
Damn it, 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 damn it.
Does not deserve a bar of soap.
The F word.
F word, on the other hand.
Yeah, that one deserves it.
As we come back, we're in LA with Eva and Jonathan. They're once again discussing the killer move. Do not show the Sid clip again. Don't show it.
The move doesn't need to be Eva-ized. He's like, you're trying to cram in 15 years and 6 weeks. He's like, you don't have to come back with a bang, but she's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, she kind of does. There's this expectation that they're investing in her, and she has to show that it's been worth the investment. Basically, his whole point is don't try to rush it, don't try to force it, just let it come naturally, which is totally fine.
Oh,
aw, his kids are so cute. They're riding around in the minivan. They're having a good time. They're doing grammar now.
And now the Usos are learning.
This is so cute! Like, oh my god, this is adorable.
They ride up and they see the bouncy house.
And they're like, it's nobody's birthday, but they're all in the bouncy house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a bouncy house, and that's what you do, you get in the bouncy house. And now we're back in Phoenix.
They're talking how bad of a driver JJ is.
With him in the car.
Driving.
Quality time with the Bellas. And now we're checking out locations.
We're walking through and learning information about the facility.
Basically, they're coming up with a game plan, because Bree's like, it's still our thing, right?
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's still us, right? Oh, Nikki.
Louis Vuittons are not good for construction sites.
No, they're not. We're back in Pensacola. Everybody, John, take off your shoes in the bouncy house.
It's rule number one.
And she has silly string all in her hair.
Now we're wrestling.
It's so cute. Like family time with the Usos.
She has more tricks up her sleeve. Oh no.
What else did she get?
Oh no. Oh no.
She got a petting zoo. Holy mother of...
Don't curse. You'll get soap.
Wait. Where's ZZ? Where's ZZ? They have a gator!
Oh no. John has no idea what's going on because he's...
John is gonna lose his shit.
So...
he is so confused.
Alec, what?
Oh, he's not happy.
He's like, I guess, you pay for it. He's not happy.
Oh no, because, you know, you think about the money she probably put out for this, and it's like...
Did they get a pony?
Wow, those are some big cages. Oh my god, they have a pony.
They legit have a pony.
And a mule. They have a donkey.
Oh my god. God.
And now we're back.
With the Bella's family.
With the Bella family, looking at studio spaces.
This place there does not fit their game plan.
No. It's a nice space, but yeah, it does not fit what they're going for. They basically are going to have to design something from scratch. And they're getting his card. Bree's not happy. She's being really cold.
Bree's very cold. Their brother wanted to help, and she's like, no, we got it.
Bree's basically like, you gotta be honest, you gotta sugarcoat things. You know, basically she's like, F off, JJ, I got this. Yeah, Bree, I don't think that's it.
No, but doing it on a full stomach would not help.
Good try, though.
We're in LA.
With Eva and Arianne, they're shopping. Everything is super cute.
Cute, super cute. Oh my god, this is so super cute. Girl, this is so cute. And now Arianne's, you know.
Giving her the 411.
Mm-hmm. They had no problem with her sitting on the sideline. Now when she's learning, you know, there's a problem. We've said this from the beginning. They're threatened.
Yep.
Knowing the girls are against it fuels her fire. Oh god. Oh god.
Oh my, John's a little upset with Naomi. We're getting our nails done. So, as we go to break, Naomi, mother of the year, wife of the year, not so much. We're gonna, you know, get a petting zoo and a bouncy house and everything else. Cause like, at least tell your husband. Cause the thing is like, she sent him out to get propane while the petting zoo came.
Yeah.
It was a ploy. It was a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, it's really, really sweet that she's trying.
But she's doing it all in one weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point, right? You know, it's, you try to spend as much time as you can, especially with their schedules, because they're probably going to be gone for a couple weeks, so they may not see him again for a couple weeks. So it's like, you try to do it up big for that first go-around, and then you sort of settle into it, because it's like, hey, you know, I'm cool, here's this, here's that. You know, whatever. She's trying to do right by his kids.
Oh, I get that, but we heard what John's point was. Going to be is she's spoiling them, and we'll get to the whole reason why, but it's like, I can see his side of it.
Oh, I can totally see his side of it, but you know, for what it is, it's really sweet and it's really cute, and she doesn't have to, but she wants to, and that's the whole point, is she wants to.
Oh yeah, which is great.
Oh, it's wonderful. And as you said again, some people are feeling threatened and they're going after other people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is turning into a ginormous cluster.
Oh yeah. Oh
and
yeah.
Everything is super cute.
Oh my god, it's so super cute.
That's the most workout clothes I think I've ever seen in one place aside from like a sporting goods store.
Like, oh my god, did you see this super cute outfit? Oh my god.
I've never thought workout clothes are super cute, but okay.
Did you not know that would make you look super cute?
Totally. To the max, man. Totally rad. Wrong decade. As we come back from break, we're back in Pensacola.
That was well timed.
Thank you. Now we're in the Mustang, so the minivan's gone. They're going to the fun spot, so this is obviously day two.
They were just like, we want to do it all.
Oh god, go-karts. Oh my Jesus, this is going to be awesome.
They got the keys to the city package, which they can do everything. we're go-kart racing at the moment.
Oh, there's the sun. I was going to say, where's the sun?
And the Uso is losing. He lost the race.
He doesn't like go-karts anymore. And now they're out with some friends. They're eating cotton candy. They're having a good time.
So the Uso's worried that they're not going to get tired out. And, you know, she's like, don't get tired out. Apparently this is a Sunday because they got school tomorrow. Now she's going inside the play gym.
I hope they get tired out as we're back, you know, with the Bellas getting our nails done.
It's a spa day.
Ooh, gel nails.
Bree's trying to talk about business and Nikki's on her phone.
Oh, really? They're making her soak her nails in the acetone? Wow. Is that the same thing?
Nikki was just talking and Bree's mad about something.
Bree's not comfortable with what's going on with this.
Nikki calls her an angry person. Wow.
I feel really bad for the manicurist right now. This is super awkward.
Yeah, it is. This business meeting at the spa is not going too well.
Nobody take the car. Oh, Nicole. Okay. Bree's not happy. We're going to get to that. Nikki is going to be stirring the pot, as it were. And we just got to talk about that moment at the spa. Because, wow. I don't even know what to say. I mean, that was just like...
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? That's one of the more uncomfortable moments we've ever had on this show because it's like, Bree is not okay with whatever's going on. It's very apparent she's uncomfortable, she's not happy, and Nikki and Bree has expressed her discomfort. Let's be completely honest. She's not been hiding this. She's not been putting on a brave face. She said she's not okay with going into business with JJ. And Nicole has been seemingly encouraging it.
Yeah, she has.
So, obviously Bree is upset about JJ coming in. Obviously Bree is probably upset about the fact that Nikki is encouraging JJ to come in. You know, originally this was going to be their thing together. Something they were throwing around. And it was an idea. And I think it's more the, hey, we were just tossing it around and it went from tossing it around to, oh, we're looking at buildings, you know, in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So that's probably part of it is like, wait, whoa, hold on a second.
Things just got really real, really fast.
Yeah. And it's something of they're in the middle of their careers. You know, Nikki's just re-signed her contract based on the timeline where she's going to be staying for another 3 to 5 years. Bree potentially is staying until she gets knocked up, however long that takes. So it's like Bree's got a lot going on in her life. Nikki's got a lot going on in hers. And you're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, I want to open a fitness studio. And the mother raised a very good point. Who's going to take care of it while you're gone? And they said the mother or the brother.
Right.
And I think this was something more they were throwing around potential post WWE where they form the studio and they do the studio and they run it and they manage it and they do all that together. Which, if that's the case, then what are they going to do? Because Nikki lives in either San Diego or Tampa. Bree's the one in Phoenix as we come back from break.
We'll dive deeper into it.
Yes.
Because they're about to dive deeper into it. Nikki called her an evil bitch.
Bree's apparently the evil twin.
Ooh.
I have no words for what just happened. She's about to stab her own sister in the back.
And Bree's the evil one?
What the hell? Nikki! Hey, that was Phoenix. Phoenix Airport. And now we're back in Pensacola. Uh-oh, mama. Mama is calling.
Mm-hmm. Homework wasn't signed.
Actually, technically it was a gator, but... And basically, Jessica's not happy. You know, she thinks that they're being the party parents, and that's not the implication at all. And, well, Trinity feels bad. And now we're with Bree and JJ and Josie!
If Bree says she wants to now deal with JJ, I'm just gonna... Yeah. Ooh. JJ tells Bree it would be better without her.
Oh, God.
Bree, you can't sue.
Oh, God. It's going to go down between Nikki and Bree. Oh, holy Jesus. On a tiny pony, it's going to go down between Nikki and Bree. Oh, this is going to be so awkward. It's going to be great. As we go to break...
Hold on.
Is he cooking in, like, a three-piece suit?
This is a Domino's commercial featuring the Usos.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Somebody give them their own show. Please just give them their own show.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so the nail salon was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna say it. And, well, Nikki going to her brother and looking at her brother and saying, yeah, Bree freaked out and Bree's an evil bitch and F this and, you know, maybe I should just go into business with you. Like, I don't even know what to do with that. Like, I really don't. Bree's obviously upset. She's not comfortable with JJ coming in. She's expressed that discomfort. She didn't, you know, she wouldn't go really follow what was going on because, again, she was pissy. Like, you know, Nikki had a right to react the way she did. Bree was in a pissy mood. She was reacting accordingly. But to go to her brother and basically look at her brother and say, yeah, screw my sister. Let's see you and I go into business together. Like, what? What?
I know.
What is this, Game of Thrones?
Apparently Game of Thrones Usos edition, or Bella edition.
I mean, my God. Like, you know, again, it's, I don't even know what to do with it.
I got nothing.
You know, it's just, I'm sure it's all going to work itself out. We're going to have a blowout between the Bella sisters, apparently, because, you know, Brie is not going to stand for that, especially since JJ has gone and stirred the pot, as it were, with Brie, and told her, well, Nikki wants you out. I mean, clearly you can tell Nikki is very driven and very ambitious, and she wants to rule the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you have to stab some people in the back sometimes to get there. But, dude, that's your sister. You were in the womb together. Come on. That's pretty low. Ooh, the Royals is on DVD. Sorry, tangent. But I mean, what are your thoughts on it? As we, well, never mind, as we come back from break.
Who's over here? Santa Claus? No, it's not Santa Claus. And Nikki's about to come over. This is
it's so gonna go down.
It's going down right now.
And we're back in Pensacola. They're going to Redfish, Bluefish.
It's a nice dinner they're having. And he's bringing up, you spoil them. And she knows she's going to spoil her own kids when she has them. He's like, I want them to earn their treats. Earn the special activities.
And that's fair.
Mm-hmm. And now she's trying to be serious, Mother of the Year. And he's now patting her on the back.
He's so proud. He's like, high five. High five. Don't leave me hanging. He's like, come on. Oh, takeover. Ooh. And we see Miss Eva arriving. It's a JoJo. It's a Becky.
Where's JoJo? There's JoJo. That's Mina.
Maybe. Might have been. No, actually, I think that might have been JoJo's mom.
Maybe JoJo's mom. Okay. Oh, God. This is...
Oh, Lord. Hey, it's a Jason Albert. Was that Finn?
Maybe. That's a Greg Hamilton, though. It told us who it was. And she's getting booed out of the building.
Oh, and she gets booed out of the building. They're chanting, you can't wrestle.
And she really can't say anything.
Okay, well, to be fair, I remember that segment. She actually did pretty good with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she handled it, but it was highly edited when we saw it.
Oh, yeah, that's very highly edited. It basically looks like she's stumbling and falling, but if you actually watch TakeOver, she handled it like a pro. She really didn't have any problems with it. She did just fine. But...
It's not like she stumbled there, though.
Oh, she did stumble a little bit, but not a lot.
More the crowd was throwing her off, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, which, you know...
Happens.
Happens. Happens to the best of them, but... Oh, it's going down in the Bella family. Oh, my goodness, it's going down in the Bella family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It really is.
Somebody's about to Game of Thrones somebody, but... So, John and Tran have kind of worked stuff out. Obviously, she wants to be a good mother. She wants to be supportive of her husband, husband's, girlfriend's, wife's, ex-wife's children, you know, because they are her kids also, as he said, and he wants to make sure that the mother of the children is happy and safe and secure in leaving her kids with John and Trinity, which, again, is super amazing of her.
Yeah.
You know, she wants them to all be one big happy family. She doesn't want any type of fighting. She doesn't want any type of discomfort. You know, she has a complete respect for the situation she's coming into, which is she is the stepmother. You know, it's a second family for him, so she's respectful of the fact that he did have a family with someone else. It didn't work out. They had kids together, and now she's coming in and she's with him, but she wants to make sure that it's as easy for the kids as it possibly can be.
Oh, yeah.
And she wants to spoil the kids.
Well, you know, that's what she wants to do.
Like you do. You know, she wants to spoil his children because they're her kids too. But, you know, she's now on the same page with him that he wants them to earn it.
Right. Which is the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's, hey, you do a good job on your homework, you know, you get a treat. You do something good, you get a treat, you know, not just get it for the sake of getting it, but, you know, you get, you know, reward, action reward, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Or action consequence.
Yeah, good and bad.
Good and bad. So, you know, he just needs her to back him up, and, well, she's prepared to do that.
Wait, was that a commercial for Punk'd?
Yes.
Punk'd is back? Wow. Okay.
Apparently with Kevin Hart.
I may have to search this out. Okay.
Yeah, I may have to find this. This could be interesting. And no, we will not do a rack extra on it as we come back from break.
No, we're not.
And now we're at NXT again. Eva's still doing her interview. And now they're showing her.
She's being booed out of the building as they continue to chant, you can't wrestle.
And at least they're showing her promo as it happened, you know, where she actually did a pretty good job with it.
She wants all the fans to be invested in her.
They're invested. I just don't know if they're invested for the right reasons.
This is true.
Just saying.
I hope she succeeds.
I hope she does too. You know, she's putting in the work. I hope she succeeds.
Tick tock. We're about to explode.
She's mad at you. She's just not showing it.
He's like, we're not business partners. We're family. Oh my gosh. Wow. This is sisters fighting 101. He's like, we have a great idea here. We could be successful. And
hey, look, they're breaking out wine. They're drinking.
What a shocker. Well, that didn't go as planned. planned.
That's not how you open a bottle of wine, y'all.
You would.
Really, nobody can go to a liquor store and buy a corkscrew. Nobody can. Okay.
You would think. Yeah. Anyway, we're with Eva training. Brian's now explaining the Kendrick to Eva.
Basically, he's like, if you get hurt, I'm like screwed, so can you not?
Can you not kill me? Or kill yourself?
More kill herself. Cause, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
As we go to break where she's going for the move.
Okay,
y'all. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, okay.
So, to anybody, one, before you go to open wine, make sure you have a corkscrew. Two, if you do not have a corkscrew, don't use a beater to try and get the cork out of the bottle, because they did the most stupid thing you can do. You push the cork down into the bottle. Now you're going to have a hell of a time getting the wine out, because the cork floats in the bottle of wine, which means it's going to stop up the bottle. So they've essentially ruined a $200 bottle of wine.
They were better off drilling a nail into the bottle.
They were better off running down to the store and getting a corkscrew.
But no, they didn't have the time. They had the drink.
The very least, get a screwdriver.
Because you know,
might have a better shot with a screwdriver.
Because you know, Nikki needs a wine glass in her hands at all times.
Is it wrong? I'm kind of surprised she doesn't have a corkscrew in her purse.
I'm really surprised. And I'm honestly surprised her action figure does not come with one. They needed Bella Twins, that Barbie dolls version for Total Divas.
They do. We need Total Divas Barbie dolls. We need Diva Barbie dolls. I want a Becky Lynch Barbie doll, damn it. Somebody make this happen. But no, it's, they all kiss, they all make up, basically it's, they get the point right. At the end of the day, we're all family. We are not business partners, we are family. And that's what comes first. And he's like, y'all two just need to get over whatever happened at the nail salon and just move on. And
yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, realistically, he's got it right. But, you know, the fact that they're reconsidering, and it's like, honestly, the three of us probably would make the best partners. And that's a very apt point, because he has business experience. They don't. So if you're going to go into business with someone, you want to make sure somebody knows what the hell they're doing with the business.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
They can be the face of it. They can be the spokespeople. They could even be the trainers if they wanted to. But, you know, at the end of the day, somebody has to understand how business and finance and all that work. And, well,
let the business people handle the business, you can do everything else.
Yeah. JJ seems to be more adept at doing that. He already has experience with Mama Bella's company, whatever it is, so, and they seem to be fairly successful at it, so, you know, again, kind of makes sense. So we come back from break. We're back in LA with Eva and Brian. They're training, and she's learning the Kendrick.
No. Yeah.
No. She's scared. Just admit it. You're scared.
Already said that. There you go. She hit the move.
Wasn't the best thing I've ever seen, but it wasn't the worst.
That was better. On day one, she couldn't do forward rolls, and now she's doing backflips from the top.
Oh, she's definitely gotten better. She's definitely improved. I see that we're taking an RV trip. People are getting naked. We're going on a trip. We're wrestling in the ocean. Apparently, Paige is going to be in some trouble. Oh, we're getting Tyson's injury.
Oh, God. Wait, what?
Oh, my God. Okay, we're getting to the good stuff. And I'm not sure if that's next episode or when this actually is, but...
That's coming.
Oh, I cannot wait for the Ziggler episode, because we have not seen a lot of Mr. Cena this go around. He's not been on the show much.
No, he hasn't. All right, then.
Okay. So Paige gets engaged, Paige gets in trouble, Nikki and Ziggles
have a romance, maybe.
Have Dolph basically lays it out to her, I can give you everything you want except the money. So it's like, what do you want more? Do you want the money or do you want the husband and the kids? What matters more?
And we see the Tyson injury.
And we see the Tyson injury and we see Nanny's reaction to the Tyson injury, and oh God, that'll be heartbreaking. Because his injury was extremely severe, and we'll get into it when it actually happens in sequence for the show. But I think that wraps up episode 7. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
No clips. All right. Darn, no clips. So I guess y'all, you're going to have to wait, like us, till next week, episode 8, for all the drama and all the fallout. So till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been the Rack Extra Total Divas. We'll see you next week. Bye.